AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Rescuers heard more sounds in the Atlantic, but no sightings of the Titan, the submersible that was reported missing after exploring the wreckage of the Titanic. Captain Jamie Frederick is with the Coast Guard.
The Unified Command Team is working tirelessly to bring all available assets and expertise to bear as quickly as possible in response to this complex operation.
Frederick says the full scope of the search is twice the size of Connecticut. More ships are being brought in to help in the search. Five people are on board. Oxygen supply is expected to run out tomorrow. Jack Texera pleaded guilty to felony charges in Massachusetts. The Air National Guard member is accused of leaking highly classified military documents on a social media platform. Texera is accused of sharing classified military documents about Russia's war in Ukraine and other sensitive national security topics on Discord, a social media platform popular with people playing online games. In the House, California Democrat Adam Schiff is defiant as Republicans lead a push to censure him over his comments made several years ago during investigations into then-President Donald Trump's ties to Russia.
But I will not yield. Not one inch.
Schiff would be the 25th member of the House to be censured and only the third in the last 20 years. The special counsel who investigated the FBI's probe into ties between Russia and Donald Trump's 2016 campaign, John Durham, says he had no agenda.
At no time and in no sense did we act with a purpose to further partisan or political ends. To the extent that somebody suggests otherwise, that's simply untrue and offensive.
The Capitol Hill Democrats denounced Durham's inquiry, and Republicans argued its findings help prove an anti-Trump bias within law enforcement. European Union countries agreed to a new package of sanctions against Russia for the war in Ukraine. And Russia says two drones were brought down outside Moscow. The Dow finished down 102 points. This is AP News. The government is suing Amazon over Prime.
The Federal Trade Commission has filed a complaint in U.S. District Court accusing Amazon of enrolling consumers without consent into its Prime program and making it difficult for them to cancel. The FTC says in many cases, the option to purchase items on Amazon without subscribing to Prime was more difficult. It also claims consumers were sometimes presented with a button to complete their transactions, but the button didn't clearly say it also was enrolling them into Prime. And the FTC says Amazon leaders slowed or even rejected changes that made canceling Prime easier. Amazon has not commented. I'm Mike Hempen.
Police say a man who had claimed for years Google was torturing users with flashing lights crashed a car into a building near the company's New York City headquarters, injuring three pedestrians. The driver was arrested. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.